Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
There is a place where time stands still, where nature is harsh and demanding, where only the quick and the strong and the deadly can survive. This place is no place for civilized man.
I want my name.
Kick it in the guts, Barry.
Far away from my...
All you've got to do now is pass the Australian culture test. Three simple questions, three correct answers, and you go through that doorway to the greatest little country in the world.
You certainly do, and you're with Annie on Showreel. Now that we've got rid of that ornery crowd of talk back with attitude, and today we're going to go ahead with some more exposés of fabulous films from the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival that's coming up. This one is a Melbourne-based filmmaking crew. It's from the Culled Community Voices. It's called Pink and Sea, Silent Heroes, and it's written, directed and co-produced by Nandita Charanbordi. And it was a recipient of the 2023 Victorian Multicultural Award for Excellence in Arts. It's co-produced by Niru Tripathi of Culled Community Voices. And Niru is the first voice that we hear in my little chat with this dynamic duo.
So thank you very much for coming on, Niru. Apparently, this is your brainchild. So tell us about your journey to make this movie. And how you got Nandita on board.
Yes, I'm on the spot now. Thank you. Thank you so much for this question. So Culled Community Voices, I would like to explain what is Culled Community Voices first. Is that okay?
Yeah, go for it.
Yes, Culled Community Voices is a non-profit organization that founded in 2023 with a vision to create a platform that genuinely represents culturally and linguistically diverse communities across Australia. Our work is focused on amplifying unheard voices, particularly those of women, youth, elders, migrants, and people from marginalized background. So we want these individuals to feel valued, seen, and loved, not just within their community, own community, but it in the wider Australian narrative. We do this through community events, engagement, storytelling, media, advocacy, and now from documentary, of course. So we are also the team behind the Culled Voices digital magazine. We have our own magazine which publishes real stories and perspectives led by community members themselves. And how I connected with Nandita is a really good story. Thank you, Nandita, for coming into our life. So she was introduced by one of the members from Merivale City Council. We wanted to have we organized one event called The Barriers Faced by Writers. And we really wanted to have one writer in our panel from different background. And she introduced Nandita. She was amazing. And she was a panelist. She spoke her journey. And it was really inspiring. I thought like I should be in touch with her forever and start a journey. And when I applied for a grant, we got a grant for Culled Champion Silence Heroes that was named before. But later we were searching for a writer, script writer for the documentary. And I approached Nandita. Nandita will be able to do writing for our project. And she was so happy. And later she was so interested directing the project also. And I said, okay, that's going to be amazing because she worships art. She really loves art. And so that's how we were connected. And she did a fabulous job. I was so happy. And even my team was so happy. the way she work and she introduce other crew to us, and that's why our team is now here.
I was watching your film, and it's a fabulous array of people who have come to Australia and made Australia home. Can you tell me in detail how you got to make this film?
Well, Nirut is the producer for Cult Community Voices. So it was her brainchild, and she came to me, look, this is a concept. I want you to write and direct this as well. So I came up with the concept of making, like, I worked with the concept, like, Melbourne is a melting point of cultures, and such a different discipline of people living here and contributing to the economy and culture of Australia as whole as well. And so we selected the process of let's interview some people who are not hurt and unhurt, like from two different segments, and then bring closer to what are the gaps, what we have achieved so far, and what we can do better. So it started on the horizon of that, and it became very impactful because a lot of people we wanted for them to interview, they didn't come forthcoming because it was quite not ready. And it's understandable because most of them are from refugee backgrounds, and they are still going through post-traumatic trauma in regards to their stories. So their time will come. But at this point of time, we selected this beautiful area of people.
Well, there's a lot. You've actually got quite a few people, but that actually gives us an insight into the difficulties that you had. Like, you had an overall concept, but then, of course, you have to actually speak to people and they would be very shy and also not necessarily very relaxed in front of the camera. Is that right? Yeah.
Yes, that's true. So because we made the process very easy for them, and we just said, look, what we are going to do, don't get so frightened. Let's do some test shots and then make yourself comfortable. Like, we'll ask you whatever you're comfortable with. And then a lot of people said, okay, I've said this in one row. Can you please delete that? I don't want that to be there. So we took that into account because this is my first film as well, my first documentary as well. And so I just wanted to respect that. Like, they have come forward, and this is a big ask for people to talk about it. So I just had to respect what they don't want. Some people will say, go for it, we don't care. But then it has to be very part of the story as well, like what we're trying to achieve, what we're trying to show. So we can't just go out there and talk about what you call the harsh realities in a very painted and a very scripted way. So we want as natural as possible. So, yeah.
Well, it's a very positive story because all the people have actually been through quite a few hurdles, and then they've actually achieved quite interesting and diverse futures. Now, I know that there's a concentration on people from Southeast Asia, which is interesting in itself, but it also goes further than that. It talks to people from African backgrounds as well. So you're actually bringing people in front of the camera. Now, these people are quite often in the background, aren't they? They're not the main people that to push themselves forward. And if you don't give a narrative, then people will make the story up. Is that something that you've found happens for people who are working towards a better future?
Oh, you're so on point on that, because a lot of the community leaders take their stories and make their story, not the person's story. So we don't want to do that. We want to actually go to the right person and ask the right story, because we often see that it becomes very convoluted. Like, the story gets so mixed up, and we don't hear the truth behind the story. So we decided, no, let's go to the real people to listen to their real stories, rather than invite who's already, look, there's nothing against people who are the community leaders who are trying to take the story and make their own stories, because as long as it's being heard as well. But why not we shape the documentary around the people. Those are actually made this beautiful journey to come and open and express themselves, like what trauma they had gone through, what risks they had taken, and what they have left behind, and what they're going to restructure, because migration is so important and it's so difficult. I myself, being a migrant coming in a country where it's so difficult, and so how 25 years ago, I always said this into my interview, and I always spoken about it as well, that when I came 25 years ago, I remember at the end of Collins Street, everyone was dressed in black and I was wearing this red cardigan, and then I stood out. So the color that we are trying to portray about diversity and inclusivity, we don't want it just to be two words. We want that from the right person, from their right point of view.
Because it's film, you actually get the chance to do that. Yes. It was quite fascinating to see the people from Bhutan, the clothing and the the array, and also the way they sit and the way they talk. It's a wonderful presentation that you give. You allow them to be themselves.
The Melbourne Documentary Film Festival returns to Cinema Nova this July for Past, Present, Future. Beginning on July 15, warm up the cold winter days with a revitalising collection of local and international documentaries from independent and emerging talents. Melbourne Documentary Film Festival, a jewel in Melbourne's cultural crown. Screening from July the 15th for a limited time at Cinema Nova. 380 Lygon Street, Carlton. Cinema Nova is a 3CR supporter.
You're with Annie on Showreel on 3CR, your community radio station. And yes, this is a film that we're talking to one of the filmmakers from the Melbourne Documentary Film Festivals. They're screening their film, which is called Pink and Sea, Silent Heroes. And we're talking to Nadita Chadraborty, who this is her first feature. And we also hear from Niru Tipati of the Culled Community Voices, who commissioned the film. Melbourne Documentary Film Festival is on screen at the Nova from the 15th to the end of July, but it's also online, and it's already happening. So have a look online and you'll be able to partake in this incredibly interesting and diverse array of films. This is the last part of the conversation I had with these two remarkable women.
Niru, your project also allowed Nadita, from a linguistically diverse background, to actually get a credit. This is her first major documentary feature. This is very important, isn't it, Nadita?
Yeah, yes, it's absolutely very important. So I was like very delighted. We just like, I'm also learning film. I'm from JNC Academy and I'm doing my postgrad from there. And then when Niro approached me, I said, wow, great. Thank you for putting that pressure also. And also big trust, because it's a huge trust. And we had a small schedule because of course with government grants, you have to go according to the schedule. So it was, I remember last year, we started in April and finished in October. And we just did it in dire environment and dire schedules with school, this, that. But we did it. And at the end of it, we both never thought that this would go so far, because it was picked up by the parliament as well. It was screened on at the Cultural Diversity Week too. City of Melbourne also made a talk about that. So we were very honored, and we felt that, wow, because the stories itself spoke. But hats off to my cinematographer, my DOP, who's also an alumni from JMC Academy. So we have our own team there, and we understand the language of word. Before I say A, he will understand that what I mean. So we work together so particularly well. And even he's from Burma. And our sound recordist is also from China. So you can see the three diverse group, and we were just like super excited, super happy that it got selected. And we had such a huge response. We do understand, because it's the first film from women of color.
Niru, were you the person who sourced all the people that were prepared to speak? Was it a long, hard road? Because Nadita said that there were a lot of people who were a bit shy, so it was hard to find people.
Yes, when I developed the initial plan for this project, I had a few people on my mind, of course, only a few people, four or five people. And we thought like we will feature them. When Nandita come on board and she come up with the amazing idea, rather focusing of a few people, it's better to like have more people on the board, not from the same community, from a different community. So everyone, like, you know, more community means more inclusivity. More voice, more stories. So it's going to be amazing. And so I really agreed on that. So let's explore. So we just said like, okay, let's explore more people in the community. And Nandita knew already a very great people from the community. And when she submitted a few of the applications, I was amazed. And I thought, like, okay, their story should come on broadcasting. Like, you know, they should be seen in our documentary. And I had a few peoples on my mind, they are really doing amazing, working hard in the community. And I come up with a few proposals. And so on behalf of the organization, I wrote few people and I sourced them on the Google, LinkedIn, social media platform. I reached to the organizations and asking them, we are making this documentary. Will you be able to recommend some of the amazing and silence heroes? And they come up with lots of people, and there were announcement on LinkedIn. Fortunately, we did that, and lots of people come on board, like in the inbox. They are very interested. They want to be a part of the project, and we evaluated. We got more than 30 applications, which was really challenging for us, for Nandita and myself, because we are already overcrowded with the heroes. Because
I wrote down the names of all the different people. There's almost about 10 people, all from different places. And one of the things that's very strong about this film is that you film it in people's places, where they feel most comfortable. I found that really lovely. The lovely lady from Ethiopia with the beautiful designs on her face and things like that. It was just a really lovely, and the man from Burundi in amongst the place where he works and contributes. Very lovely, really.
I know, they have a great story. They are lovely people, and about the shooting the spot, it was another challenge for us because we are like, you know, because sometimes my schedule is not matched with Nandita's. Nandita's schedule is not matched with the other crew, DOP and sound. So we have to make our schedule according to everyone's preference. And also sometimes we are ready to shoot, but the weather is not favor on us. And also the talents, they were just postponing their schedules, and it was a little bit challenged. Some of the shooting we did in Nandita's place. When you said like Beth, that Ethiopian lady, the interview we did in Nandita's place. We were already tired. We were doing the shooting, I think, in the afternoon, and we called her to the Nandita place because she worked near to Nandita's house. And we just called her there, and we had a shooting on her house. And next day, for a B-roll, we sent our DOP to her house to show all the cultural things. And also, we asked people to come in park. And we went their house, and we called, like, you know, some people live in the northern part of Victoria. Some are in the eastern part and some are in the western part. We had to travel with the crew, with the cameras and all the equipments. Oh my God. But that was fun because we had a good product, because we are creating a good stories. That's a more satisfaction than anything. That's what I felt. Because if you don't do, like, you know, if you don't accept the challenges, then you will not reach the Mount Everest.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yes. Well, the other thing that's interesting, actually, is I think that there is a kind of a three parts in a way, because there's three yes. different types of things going on there. And that must have been something that you were thinking about, Nadita.
Yes. So what we did, like when I wanted to edit it, so I spoke to Sam. Sam and I, we did the editing together. He did the major editing, but as a director, I have to be in the editing suite to tell him what I wanted, how I want the film to be. So I said, look, we saw the whole film, and then we said, why don't we just part people together so their stories are more fluid, and rather than have a like a conjuring effect of everyone talking together, that's a more like it's boring. So let's make it as a film, and let's start with the like let's start with three strong female identity and end with three strong female at the end. So that was a major like what they have started, like people who are actually growing.
Yeah, that's right. And some of them, like they're very young at the beginning. And these are like, I've actually spoken to Me Too before because of My Melbourne, which is the feature film that she was talking about. And she's an incredibly impressive person, and her career is very developed. Like she's which means that the people at the nether end of the film have got very large careers.
Yes, that's right. And then we are saying like they are the old migrants who were born, who were, like who came when they were 8 years old, like 23, 25 years ago. So people who are migrated, that's the whole crux of the story. Like the trajectory, if you see how they're going and how they have done, established, and what's there more room to be, like a lot of room to be done. Because even I was part of My Melbourne as well, and I developed the concept for one of the stories. So I do understand the struggles that we have, and I wanted to particularly edit in such a way that all of their voices, like you have the boxer there, you have the Afghani, the soccer team there. So it has to be made in, so the entire story is like the first act, second act, third act.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I had to do it in such a way.
You don't focus on hardship, but you certainly mention hardship. And unless you're a person without any imagination, it would be very hard not to realise how incredibly hard some of these things were. But one of them that's important is language. So doing a film is a very good entree into discussing the importance of language, isn't it?
Language, yes. And that's I wanted to show the last, at least say, some of them were very shy. But, you know, the earlier, because this is the cut two that you're watching, we had the beautiful film for 1 hour, 16 minutes, where the people have actually opened up with their hardship and everything. But to send to festivals, we can't send a 1 hour documentary feature film, so because they had time restrictions and so forth. So we had to cut it. But we cut it in a way that you can still get the crux of the story. You can see the genuinity of what they were trying about the hardship when they first came. Some came by boat, like the Ethiopian lady you were talking about, Bethlehem. She came by boat, and how she nearly saved her life from, and then how she started to voice, like open up a voice. Then you have, and there was such a beautiful, this is a small story, because the husband and wife, the husband just introduced, I'm her husband. But that means so powerful, you know, that.
I know, I thought it was too. And then he doesn't actually tell us why they were expelled from Bhutan, but, you know, he sort of goes.
So this is the entire land that we didn't have in this row, but Bethel actually danced for us, which we have it in the trailer. Yes. Mm. And this is the most, that's why we wanted to, what I said, that I want a lot of movement in this film, because this is all, we can't do static shots or just do a lot of movement. Feel like I've emphasized on the eyes and the hands as well. Telling a cinematic story is very difficult unless and until you know what you're going to talk about. And from the first day one, when Neeru came up to me with the idea, I had already had the vision that what I want with the documentary. So now we are on our part two, Regional Heroes. So wait for that. That's going to be a treat.
And that was the chat I had with filmmaker Nadita Chakraborty and the producer Neeru Chittipati of the Cold Community Voices. The film is called Pink and Sea, Silent Heroes. It's part of the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival and it's screening on the 29th of July at the Nova. That's Tuesday, and it's on at 6 p.m. And coming up next is Published or Not. We're going to go out with a track from Charlie Needs Braces. Charlie Needs Braces has got a film on at the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival as well. It's called Niyahua and Take Care. So I thought this is a little taster. Meteor Shower. Talk to you next week.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.